The introduction to the focused attention practice recording. Focused attention practices, also called focused attention meditation practices, are a basic mindfulness practice. Although often referred to as sitting meditation, this focused attention practice may be done sitting on a chair, seated on the floor with or without a cushion, kneeling with or without the use of a meditation bench, lying on one's back, recumbent or in the astronaut position, on one's back with hips and knees bent and the lower legs supported on the seat of a chair, sofa, or bed. Whichever posture is most easeful for you, this is your choice. Indeed, practice with different postures is invited so that you may find what works best for you. In the focused attention practice, the invitation is to choose an attentional anchor, a sensation on which to rest the attention, and a place to return the attention to when distracted by strong sensations or by thoughts, as is inevitable and is part of the practice. Commonly used attentional anchors are the breath, the sensation of contact between body and supporting surfaces, or sound. The choice is yours. The chosen anchor should be accessible, neutral, familiar, and comfortable. Something which is easy to focus on and easy to return to when distracted. So now, settling into your chosen posture. If sitting or kneeling, allowing the spine to be straight but relaxed, with the head balancing on the top of the spine, the muscles of the face relaxed, the arms hanging loosely at ease, the hands open, fingers relaxed, hands resting palms open on the lap or thighs. Perhaps leaning forward, then backward, and side to side, settling into a balanced posture. The eyes may be closed or half open with an unfocused gaze. If lying down or reclining, perhaps adjusting the arms or legs, aligning the spine, moving the neck or head into a more balanced position, allowing the legs to relax, the feet to fall outwards, the arms slightly away from the side, palms upward, relaxed and open. And now, settling into this chosen posture, releasing thinking, becoming present to this moment, focusing attention on the chosen anchor. If the anchor is the breath, simply noting the breath as it is. No need to control the breath. It may be short or long, deep or shallow. Simply noting the natural flow of the breath where it is most vividly felt in the body. And the rising and the falling of the abdomen, the expansion or contraction of the chest, the passage of air through the nostrils or through the passages from the nose to the windpipe, simply noting breath as it is. If the chosen anchor is the sensation of contact with the supporting surface, simply noticing the sensation where contact is most vividly felt, the touch points, the buttocks or thighs, the feet, the hands or arms, or the back. If the chosen anchor is sound, simply noticing sound, loud or soft, distant or near. Sounds of the body, the sound of the breath, heartbeat, digestion. No need to name the sound, just hearing sound, as if it were music playing softly, or the sounds of a gentle breeze, waves, or distant traffic on a highway. simply noticing the rise and fall of sound, the tone, pitch, timbre, sound as it is. The invitation here is to bring attention to the chosen anchor, focusing on the chosen anchor, bringing attention to the anchor as it is, settling into the anchor. Noticing other sensations in the body, sounds in the environment, thoughts, pulling attention away from the chosen anchor, attention drifting, the mind wandering, thinking. This is normal. It will happen. Even the most experienced meditator will notice attention drifting, the mind wandering, thinking. The invitation is this: noticing attention drifting, simply acknowledge this without judgment, and gently and kindly return your attention to the anchor. Here, an attitude of gentle curiosity, friendliness to whatever is encountered, kindliness. This attitude is key to the practice. Returning attention to the anchor. Perhaps noticing discomfort in the body. Simply notice the sensation, and then gently and kindly return attention to the anchor. Noticing attention drifting with thinking or feelings. Simply notice, this is interesting. Then gently and with kindness, return attention to the anchor. Returning again and again to the chosen anchor. This is the practice, noticing the drifting and the returning to. Noticing the drifting and the returning to. Returning again and again, with curiosity, gentle kindness, acknowledgement without judging. Returning to the anchor. Perhaps a sensation becoming persistent, distracting, unwanted, even unpleasant. Turning the energy of kind curiosity towards the sensation, noticing its quality, location, distribution. Investigating with curiosity. Is this sensation focused in one area? Is it delineated with clear borders, or is it diffuse? Does the location shift, contract, or expand? Is the sensation constant, or pulsating, twisting, pulling, or drawing? Is the sensation constant, or does the sensation fade and diminish? Perhaps there's an urge to act on the sensation, an impulse towards the sensation, an impulse to move the body, to touch, scratch, massage the sensation, noticing with curiosity, not reacting, simply noticing and acknowledging this sensation. This sensation is present. Then returning attention gently and kindly to the anchor. Perhaps sensations arise which feel too intense to simply acknowledge. It is okay to scratch the itch, massage the cramp, adjust the posture. First, noticing the impulse to act, then choosing and acting in a deliberate, simple, effective way. Then returning to the anchor. This is the practice. And when a thought becomes persistent, noticing that you have become engaged in thinking, perhaps even for a moment forgetting the intention was focused attention. Simply noticing this with kind curiosity and then gently returning attention to the anchor. Again and again. It is in the noticing and returning that we are in the present moment. This is the practice. No need to force things, no struggling. This is normal. Focusing attention, noticing distraction, returning to focused attention without judging, no scolding, even perhaps noticing some self-judging, thinking, I'm not doing this right or I can't meditate. Even these thoughts are to be expected. Thoughts like this are normal. This is not a problem. Simply noticing thinking, noticing sensations, noticing judging, returning to your intention, returning to your anchor again and again. It may be that thoughts arise, as may memories, feelings, emotions. If such experiences become distressing and too intense, one may choose to shift attention. Open the eyes if closed. Sit up, stand, or even end the practice for now. The choice is yours. Trust your own sense of what is tolerable and safe and what should be avoided. You are in control. Returning to the anchor. Resting in the anchor. Approaching the end of this time of practice, bringing gentle movement to the toes, fingers, the shoulders, the back, the neck. Taking a few slow, deep breaths, opening the eyes if closed. Thanking yourself for taking the time to move into greater mindfulness. Fostering self-knowledge, self-acceptance, wellness. And now, moving into the next moments of your day.